log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma inni كلما قلت قد تهيأت وتعبأت وقمت للصلاة بين يديك وناجيتك ألقيت علي نعاسا إذا أنا صليت وسلبتني مناجاتك إذا أنا ناجيت.
Brothers and sisters, in this part, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is talking about another aspect of the servants' lives. Allahumma inni kullama qultu qad tahayyatu wa ta'abbatu wa qumtu lis-salati bayna yadayk wa najaytuk alqayta alayya nu'asan. O Allah, each time I got ready to speak, took pains and stood up to perform prayer before you and enter into familiar conversation with you, you overwhelmed me with slumber at the time of prayer. أَلْقَيْتَ عَلَيَّ نُعَاسًا إِذَا أَنَا صَلَّيْتُ وَسَلَبْتَنِي مُنَاجَاتِكَ إِذَا أَنَا نَاجَيْتُ. And you restricted my supplication as soon as I began to entreat you. مَالِي كلما قلت قد صلحت سريرتي وقرب من مجالس التوابين مجلسي عرضت لي بلية. Why is it thus for me, each time I spoke in my secret thoughts and decided to be good and sat in the company of those who turned repentant to you, you gave me over to sorrow and grief. You unsettled me, created the gap between me and my desire to serve you. عرضت لي بلية أزالت قدمي حالت بيني وبين خدمتك سيدي لعلك عن بابك طردتني وعن خدمتك نحيتني. O my master, perhaps I have been pushed away from your door, and perhaps I have been removed or dismissed from your services. Brothers and sisters, in this regard, we have talked about the occupations in this world. Man's occupations in this world are such that they make him unmindful of God the Exalted, and they make him heedless of the unseen worlds. Whenever man wants to step out of the mundane world and pay attention to the celestial world, worldly thoughts and engagements distract, and they somehow deprive him of this state of supplication and litanies. But in spite of many wasted moments, there are times when man succeeds in heartily engaging in litanies, prayer, and supplication. These moments become extremely precious for him. Sometimes, by observing human societies and millions of people who are thinking of everything in their lives, every kind of need and request except God, man thinks that divine dominion is so alien. The majority of Muslims are unmindful of God and the next world, let alone those who do not believe in God, or even they're following deviant religions.
The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it, and whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which he has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
It is known that when one of the mystics woke up for a night vigil and he woke up for prayers, he saw people sleeping, and it came to his mind that divine dominion was so empty. Later on, he learned through inspiration, however, that it is so lofty that not everybody can enter it. So, in spite of many problems and afflictions, if sometimes God gives an opportunity to a person, in fact, he gives him the opportunity to be able to engage in prayer and supplication, he must be grateful to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for that. At the same time, someone who has these opportunities must not become arrogant, thinking of this importance, and assuming that he has a very high station in sight of God. These opportunities are parts of the immense blessings of God, which must duly be appreciated and acknowledged. وَمِنْ أَعْظَمِ النِّعْمِ عَلَيْنَا جَرَيَانُ ذِكْرِكَ عَلَىٰ أَلْسِنَتِنَا. Among your greatest favors to us is the running of your remembrance across our tongues. وَإِذْنُكَ لَنَا بِدُعَائِكَ. And the permission you have gave us to supplicate to you. And Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in this part is telling that all lies on your hand. We cannot decide upon anything until you have actually intended and until you have let us reach that stage. When Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, whenever I woke up, whenever I was ready, I took pains, I stood up to perform prayers. And he says that somehow I thought that I am very good and I am very possessing a high station inside of you, but you overwhelmed me with slumber at the time of prayer. This is another aspect of recognition and ma'rifah that the servant must be aware of. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Tell a little about yourself.
I'm Eric Shmanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, May 9th, 2021. I'm Atefa Irfani, hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails, letters, and messages. So contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast. Or if you have any messages for our dear listeners around the world, then record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard. Remember, dear listeners of Listeners Special, this program is yours. It's your views that are actually important. So please keep us company until the end of the program. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, your program, and it's such a beautiful Sunday. Oh, okay. As usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports, as you may know, are very useful and important to us in IRIB English Radio, especially to our technicians and engineers. You know why? Because these reception reports actually enable us to provide a better service, to a high quality service to our dear listeners around the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving a QSL card from us. My colleagues in IRIB English Radio are designing and preparing eQSL cards for you. And that's after a long pause because of the coronavirus pandemic. Well, as you may know, many of our listeners have kindly sent us reception reports. This time, we have listeners like Arthur Fernandez Lorella from Spain, who has sent us a reception report. Arthur is one of our regular listeners. And also Christian Ivanac from Italy has sent us a reception report. And Don Glucka from the U.S. Many thanks, Arthur, Christian, Don. We want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. And a zillion thanks to those of our dear listeners who have kindly sent us letters and emails from around the world, which I mentioned some of their names here, and later during the program, we'll read their kind messages, including Anjum Hussein from Kashmir, who has sent us an email. Konstantin Provotorov from Ukraine, one of our regular listeners, has sent us an email. From Pakistan, we have an email from Malik Allah Bachaya. Thank you. Also from Hungary, we have an email from one of our regular listeners, Mato Holosi. And the last but not the least is an email from Don Galaka from the United States. Well, dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with all these emails and letters from around the world. Please stay with us. Welcome back. Here we have an email, as I said, from Anjum Hussein from Kashmir. Anjum Hussein from Kashmir says, Salam Alaikum. I highly appreciate and admire the amazing work you are doing, the programs you produce and relay. What's the portal I can access your programs like Call of Islam, etc.? Please guide me to it. And Salam and warmest greetings to you, Anjum Hussein from Kashmir, and many thanks for sending us this email, and many thanks for your inspiring and really encouraging message. So it seems that you enjoyed IRIB English Radio programs. Many thanks for reflecting your view about IRIB English Radio broadcast, and you have a request. You want to know how you can access programs like Call of Islam, etc. So, here, I tell you that you can refer to our website for the archive of these programs, and also you can listen to IRIB English Radio online in our website with this address, www.parstoday.com/en. Anyway, many thanks for writing this email to IRIB English Radio. Anjum Hussein from Kashmir, write to us soon and tell us which programs you like the best. From Ukraine, we have an email from one of our regular listeners, from Konstantin Provotorov. Konstantin says, Dear friends at Radio Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, or IRIB English Radio, I have had a great pleasure to log into your station, Radio IRIB, and sending you my reception report, trusting that you will be in a position to verify it. I was logged into your radio a few days ago from 1523 till 1618 UTC. The signal strength that I received was strong. Interference from other stations was nil, and hopefully the overall reception was good. Would you be kind enough to send me your QSL card? I have also enclosed an audio file recording to your broadcast. Thanks in advance for your reply. Yours sincerely, Konstantin Provotor from Ukraine. Salam and warmest greetings to you from Iran, from IRIB English Radio. And lots of gratitude to you for sending us this email. And let me tell you one thing. We received audio files, recording of you, of our broadcast, actually. And we're so happy that you was able to log into IRIB English Radio, as you mentioned, the time span. And we're so happy that the signal strength was strong and there was no interference from other stations. And the overall reception was good. Konstantin Provotor from Ukraine, why don't you tell us your views about our broadcast? Tell us in the upcoming emails. And also regarding your request about sending verification or QSL card, as I mentioned, in the introduction of the program, my colleagues are, thank God, they are designing and preparing EQSL in the time of the pandemic for our dear listeners. Anyway, many thanks for writing to us. We're looking forward to hearing from you soon, Konstantin Provotor from Ukraine. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with other emails and letters from around the world. So please don't leave us and be back. Welcome back. Here we have an email from Pakistan. This email is from Malik Allah Bochaya. Malik Allah Bochaya from Pakistan says, "Dear staff, I hope you will be fine, and I and my club friends are also fine. I am a radio listener of your service. I listen to your programs on internet. If possible, for your department, please send me club members a few promotional materials. We appreciate it in advance. I shall be waiting for your good response. Best wishes." And first of all, salam and warm greetings to you, Malik Allah Bochaya from Pakistan. And we appreciate you for sending us this email. We actually appreciate you and your club friends for sending us this email. You listen to IRIB English Radio on internet. That's great. That's the way some people prefer traditional ways of listening to radio. And some people like you, maybe if it's possible for you to listen to IRIB English Radio on internet. Of course, with this address, www.parsoday.com/en. And of course, we also in IRIB English Radio wish you and your club members all the best. And my colleagues in IRIB English Radio are preparing EQSLs for you and all listeners around the world. And of course, soon in the near future, we will send our dear listeners promotional items and souvenirs of IRIB English Radio in the best time, if possible. Anyway, Malik Allah Bochaya from Pakistan, many thanks for sending us this email. Write to us soon and tell us your views about IRIB English Radio broadcast. And from Europe, from Hungary, we have an email from Mato Holosi, one of our regular listeners, who says, "Dear IRIB, I'm writing to you in order to share my reception report from the city of Debrecen, or maybe Debrecen, Hungary. After several failed attempts to tune into your station because of bad propagation and high amounts of noises, I was finally able to hear this awaited station. If I might have a chance for a recommendation, please raise the volume, because unfortunately I hear other noises as well. In total, I'm delighted to have finally heard the sound of the Islamic Republic of Iran radio, IRIB English Radio. If you think that my report was helpful and correct, I would very much like a QSL card sent to my address. Warmest greetings to you, Mato Holosi from Hungary. And thank you very much for sending us this email and reflecting your views about the, as you may know, about the quality of the signal. We are so happy that you finally were able to hear, as you said, this awaited station, IRIB English Radio. We are so happy that you finally received the signals of our radio. And of course, we will refer to our technicians and engineers about the trouble you had. As you said, we have to raise the volume. Of course, I will refer to my colleagues about this trouble. And anyway, we are also delighted, like you, to have you with us again, to have you joined with IRIB English Radio. Anyway, we will, of course, we have received your reception report, and of course, we will send you the verification and the EQSL, as my colleagues are preparing these EQSL cards for our dear listeners. Anyway, Mato Holosi from Hungary, please be with us. Let this relationship continue. Send us emails and letters in the near future and tell us your views about our programs. Many thanks, Mato Holosi from Hungary. Dear listeners, what about a short break? Well, this is Listeners Special, and I'm back with an email from Don Glocka from the U.S. Don says, "Dear IRIB English Radio, greetings. I have sent you my latest reception report, hoping to receive a QSL card from you. I heard a report on India's critical problems with oxygen and other medical supply shortage needed to battle COVID from your field reporter in New Delhi. The news section was followed by classical violin music and then more news at 15:52 with feature on Biden policies. Waiting for a reply from your side." Salam and greetings to you, Don Glocka from the U.S., and many thanks for sending us this email. As for your request about the verification, the good news is that, as I have mentioned several times, that my colleagues are preparing EQSL cards for our dear listeners who send us reception reports. And you have received the signals of IRIB English Radio, including, as you said, a piece of news about the critical situation regarding the COVID-19 in India from our field reporter in New Delhi. Yes, that was right. This was a piece of news. And it seems that then it was followed by classical violin music, as you said. Anyway, many thanks for reflecting your views about a part of our program you listened. So in the near future, please tell us which programs you like the best. And write to us soon and tell us your views about our broadcast. Don Glocka from the U.S. Well, wishing you all the best, especially the best wishes, especially the good health in the time of coronavirus pandemic. We wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special. Dear listeners of Listeners Special, please keep in touch with IRIB English Radio. Stay healthy and safe, and have a good time.
Listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with Arabi English Radio.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. As you know, we're in the month of Ramadan, which is one of the most blessed months of the Islamic year. It's the month in which the prayers and acts of obedience of Allah are more readily accepted. And we're also around the nights of the Qadr, the nights of ordainment, as they're called. One of the questions which is often asked regarding this month on behalf of our Sunni brothers is that they say that the night of Qadr, the night of ordainment, was a night specifically related to the life of the Holy Prophet. Following the death of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this night no longer occurs. This is something that is a view prevalent among some of the scholars of the Ahl Sunnah. However, this is incorrect, and this is a very weak opinion. In some of the tafasir and commentaries of the Holy Quran, it's been related that Abu Zar al-Ghaffari, the famous companion of the Holy Prophet, says that I said to the Holy Prophet, is the night of Qadr specific to the time of the life of the prophets? And in other words, does it finish when these prophets pass away? The Holy Prophet said the following in response to him. He said, no, the night of Qadr, the night of ordainment, lasts until the resurrection, until the day of resurrection. So this is not a night which is specific to the life of the Holy Prophet. God Almighty has granted us a blessing by placing this night for all eternity until the occurrence of the day of resurrection. From this perpetuity and subsistence of the night of Qadr, we can also infer and come to another conclusion, and that's this: that it's necessary for there to be somebody who exists for all eternity until the day of resurrection, who, upon whom the angels and the Spirit of God will descend on the night of Qadr. Because God Almighty says, تَنَزَّلْ إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الْفِشَهِ تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا. That the Spirit of God, which is probably a reference to the angel Gabriel, and the other angels descend on the night of Qadr. So there has to be somebody upon whom they descend. And obviously they only descend upon a friend of God, a wali, and a friend of God. This shows us that there has to be an infallible, a friend of God, always, until the day of resurrection. However, in the time of the Holy Prophet, we know that the angels and the Spirit of God descended with the Holy Quran as revelation, with the death of the Holy Prophet and the termination of prophecy and prophethood, the descent of the Holy Quran in this night finishes. Nevertheless, the other things that they descended with, the affairs that would be conducted in throughout the year, and the responsibility of that saint, that wali, or that infallible, these continue to descend, as has been mentioned in a tradition from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the night of Qadr and its subsistence and perpetuity of, until the day of resurrection. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Let's listen to the famous reciters of the Holy Quran in the month of Allah. Brother Muhammad Reza Biria, only in IRIB English Radio.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to this segment of the month of Allah. We're going to talk about famous reciters of the Quran in this segment. One of the famous Egyptian reciters is Sheikh Ahmad Amir. He was born in 1927, in the golden age of Quran recitation in Egypt. Many great reciters were born in the 1920s, such as Sheikh Minshawi, Abdul Basit, Bahtini, Shu'aisha, Hamdi Zamir, and many other reciters. When he was 11 years old, he memorized the whole Quran. At a very young age, he was called a Sheikh because he was so good at reciting the Quran. He joined the Egyptian radio in 1963, and the first country that he traveled to recite the Quran was Sudan. He also traveled to many other countries, including the Islamic Republic of Iran. He recited the Quran in 2004 in the presence of the Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Khamenei. And Ayatollah Khamenei very much liked his recitation. Again, in 2013, he was invited to Iran to participate as a referee in the Quran competition held in Iran. He recited Surah Yunus, verses 107 to 109, the recitation that we're about to listen to right now. Sheikh Ahmad Amir passed away in 2016 at the age of 89. May Allah bless him and reward him. Now let's listen to Surah Yunus, verses 107 to 109, by Sheikh Ahmad Amir. Let's enjoy this recitation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن يمسك الله بضر فلا كاشف له إلا هو
ما شاء الله
حياك الله يا أستاذ
يصيب به من يشاء من عباده وهو الغفور الرحيم قل يا من ربكم فمن اهتدى فإنما يهتدي لنفسه ومن ضل فإنما يضل عليها وما أنا عليكم بوكيل واتبع ما يوحى إليك واصبر حتى يحكم الله واصبر حتى يحكم الله وهو خير الحاكمين صدق الله العلي العظيم.
And if Allah should touch you with adversity, there is no remover of it except Him. And if He intends for you good, then there is no repeller of His bounty. He causes it to reach whom He wills of His servants, and He is the forgiving, the merciful. Say, O mankind, the truth has come to you from your Lord, so whoever is guided is only guided for the benefit of his soul, and whoever goes astray only goes astray in violation against it. And I am not over you a manager. And follow what is revealed to you, O Muhammad, and be patient until Allah will judge, and He is the best of judges.
Ten minutes.
On July 12, 2007, a series of air-to-ground attacks were conducted by a team of two U.S. AH-64 Apache helicopters in Al Amin Al Thaniya, New Baghdad. The attacks killed a dozen people in Baghdad, including two Reuters news staff. At the time, the U.S. military claimed that the two journalists were killed along with nine insurgents, and that the helicopter engagement was related to a U.S. troop raid force that had been attacked by small arms fire and RPGs. There is no question that coalition forces were clearly engaged in combat operations against a hostile force, U.S. Forces spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Scott Blackwell stated. While local police described the attacks as random American bombardment, Major Brent Cummings claimed they took great pains to prevent the loss of innocent civilian lives. Reuters subsequently asked the U.S. military to probe the deaths. Weeks later, two Reuters editors were shown less than 3 minutes of video from the Apache's gun camera up to the exact moment it opened fire the first time.
Light them all up.
002 traffic, 260s.
Come on, fire!
The editors, however, were denied access to the remaining footage. They requested a copy of the full video under the Freedom of Information Act. The Pentagon blocked the request in spite of several follow-up requests by Reuters. 3 years later, WikiLeaks announced that it acquired encrypted video of the 2007 attack from military whistleblowers and had been able to view and investigate it after breaking the encryption code. According to WikiLeaks, the men in the square included Reuters photographer Namir Nur ad-Din, 22, and his assistant and driver Saeed Shamagh, 40, who were both killed in the attack. Major Sean Turner, a spokesman for U.S. Central Command, said the helicopter mistook the camera for a rocket-propelled grenade launcher. Then the helicopter opened fire on the small group, killing several people, including Namir, and wounding others. During the footage, the U.S. forces are heard making disturbing remarks.
All right, we just engaged all eight individuals.
A whole street covered with bodies. The reaction to that was nice.
Yeah, look at those dead bastards. Nice. 2-6, Crazy Horse 1-8.
This tape for me and the other people involved made nice a dirty word. So we just couldn't see something as being nice anymore when a whole street covered with carnage is nice.
In the meantime, the helicopter circles, Saeed in its sights, as he crawls, badly injured and desperate to live. Come on, buddy, all you've got to do is pick up a weapon, says the gunner when seeing him crawl. Minutes later, the second strike was directed at a van whose driver approached and began trying to help Saeed get in. Come on, let us shoot, said one voice, as the Apache helicopters requested permission to attack the van. The flyers opened fire after they were granted permission, killing and wounding several people. As two children wounded in the van were evacuated, one of the U.S. flyers is heard saying, "Well, it's their fault for bringing their kids into a battle." Saeed later died in a hospital. Namir and Saeed would have remained forgotten statistics in a war that killed hundreds of thousands of civilians had it not been for Chelsea Manning, a U.S. military intelligence analyst in Baghdad, who exposed the United States' lies about the attacks. It was Manning, then 23, who discovered the video and leaked it to WikiLeaks. The video was picked up by thousands of news organizations worldwide, sparking global outrage and condemnation of U.S. military tactics in Iraq. Manning was arrested in May 2010 after telling hacker Adrienne Lameau she had leaked the airstrike video, along with a video of another airstrike and around 260,000 diplomatic cables, to WikiLeaks. On August 21, 2013, Manning was sentenced to 35 years imprisonment, reduction in rank from private first class to private, forfeiture of all pay and allowances, and a dishonorable discharge. However, due to widespread support she received from across the globe and from within the United States, former U.S. President Barack Obama was compelled to commute her sentence.
Following on the outside.
In an Al Jazeera English interview on April 19, 2010, Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, explained why the video was titled Collateral Murder.
You can see that they also deliberately target Saeed, the wounded man, on the ground. Despite their earlier beliefs, they didn't have the rules of engagement. The rules of engagement did not permit them to kill Saeed when he was wounded. When he was rescued, suddenly that belief changed. But you can see in this particular image, he is lying on the ground and the people in the van have been separated, but they still deliberately target and kill him. This is why we call it a collateral murder. In the first example, maybe it's a collateral exaggeration or incompetence when they strafe this initial gathering. This is recklessness bordering on murder, but we couldn't say for sure that that was murder. But this particular event, this is clearly murder.
Subsequently, the United States government also launched a criminal investigation into WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, charging Assange with violating the Espionage Act of 1917. To this day, there have been ongoing efforts to extradite Assange to the United States, signifying the importance of his work. What was shown in the WikiLeaks video remains one of the key manifestations of the sufferings the US government has caused in every corner of the world.
Stories from the past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most beneficent. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, my dear brothers and sisters. And lovely listeners, thank you so very much for being with us on this episode of The Lantern, brought to you by IRIB English Radio. During this time and era, especially with social media and its different forms and platforms taking the world by storm, it's really easy for us to get lost in the hype of the moment with all those influencers and self-made quote-unquote business women, the young entrepreneurs, supermodels, this and that. Well, these they existed longer before Instagram ever came around. But right now, there's more spotlight on them, and for some reason, people are striving more and more to become like this influencers, as they call themselves. I honestly don't like that word very much. Inshallah, if we ever have the time, I'll explain my viewpoint on it. But for now, as we were saying, it's really hard for us to establish a sound and healthy sense of identity for ourselves when even Instagram's camera filter is trying to change our appearance, change how we look, change our voice, sometimes even change our species with the weird features it creates for us. Anyway, so basically it gets hard. It gets hard to find ourselves and our voice and our place in all this chaos. And oh, before I forget, let's listen to a short little thing. Can't call it a story or an anecdote, maybe just a reminder that our team has prepared for us, and we're going to be right back, so don't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
are unique. This is the title of today's story. Think what a remarkable, unduplicable, and miraculous thing it is to be you. Of all the people who have come and go on the earth since the beginning of time, not one of them is like you. No one who has ever lived or is to come has had your combination of abilities, talents, appearance, friends, acquaintances, burdens, sorrows, and opportunities. No one's hair grows exactly the way yours does. No one's fingerprints are like yours. No one has the same combination of secret inside jokes and family expressions that you know. The few people who laugh at you the same things you do don't sneeze the way you do. No one prays about exactly the same concerns as you do. No one is loved by the same combination of people that love you. No one. No one before, no one to come. You are absolutely unique. Enjoy that uniqueness. You do not have to pretend in order to seem more like someone else. You weren't meant to be like someone else. You do not have to lie to conceal the parts of you that are not like what you see in anyone else. If you do not exist, there would be a hole in creation, a gap in history. Treasure your uniqueness. It is a gift given only to you. Enjoy it and share it. Share your uniqueness. Let it be free to flow out among your family and friends and people you meet in the rush and clutter of living wherever you are. That gift of yourself was given you to enjoy and share. Give yourself away. See it. Receive it. Let it tickle you. Let it inform you and nudge you and inspire you. You are unique.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
We mustn't forget that if we were meant to be similar, Allah would have created us that way, but He didn't. Allah had all the power imaginable and then some. He could have, as He has said in the Quran, He could have created us all as Muslims, all unified and united at heart with the same worldview and doctrine and ideology. He could have created us with the same skin color, the same features and complexion, the same ethnicity, the same likes and dislikes, but He didn't. He created us mukhtalifa, differently. He says in the Quran Himself, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلْ لِتَعَارَفُوا. I created you as different tribes and different ethnicities, with different cultures and customs, with different traditions, different histories and backgrounds, different facial features, different